All right, what's up, Bragger League? This is your host here, Mr. Kamish. Got my boy Brett McIntyre. How's it going, man?
Hey.
And you still feeling the loss, huh?
Yeah, still not ready to talk about it. Thanks for asking.
No problem. I'm sure we'll get to it a little later.
Probably.
Also introducing first time on the pod. Very special friend of the show, Mrs. Shelby Noakes Jones, the official femme fatale. What's up, babe?
What's up?
Hey, Shelby.
Hey, Brett.
Just so you know, she's the prettiest one to be on the podcast so far.
We are playing this week, Shelby. If I'm not cordial with you, that's why. It's all business.
I understand. Same here. Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, so speaking of that, let's get right into it. All right, so babe, you brought you on the podcast. This is your second year in the league, and it seems that yet again you have drafted a good team that's performing well. You seem to be just fine. You don't look like you're in any danger of the ACT. It's still early, but how does it feel to be doing so well?
It feels pretty good to have the confidence of someone who's played fantasy for, I don't know, however long you have, that you have confidence in my team that I'm doing so well and probably will come, hopefully, in the top four again.
Yeah, well, my performance – don't grade your team off of my value, off of my evaluation. My performance has not been as strong.
When you said that, we said it feels good to have the confidence of someone who's been playing fantasy for so long. I assumed you were talking about Grubbs.
Oh, yeah, and him too, I guess.
I think he's back from L.A. now.
Gotcha. So, Shelby, I've got a question for you. I'd really like to know, what do you think of the group chat? And the reason why I ask this is because it would appear, so you're not exactly the most active. You know, you aren't responding much other than to say thank you for compliments and things like that. But – in general, it does seem like you're very aware of what's going on because you often make impressions on comments and things like that. So I'm interested to know, what are your thoughts on the group chat?
I enjoy it. It gives me a little giggle every now and then. I mostly ignore any time that Stu Hinton or JR says something. I just keep scrolling past them. Gary gets a giggle out of me every now and again. And anytime that someone talks well about me, that's whenever it leaves a mark on me.
Gotcha. Okay, I've always just wondered that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the most entertaining person in the group chat?
I'd say probably Tyler.
the old classic chocolate and vanilla T-Reed, my man.
Well, anytime that he says something, which is not a whole lot, you know that it's always going to be good.
I think that's why Tyler is such a good contributor to the group chat is because he doesn't say much. And it's quality over quantity, and it's usually way over the top, which I'm always a fan of.
Yeah, T-Reed and his zingers. Very thankful. All right, so, babe, third question. Who do you look to get your fantasy insight?
Well, I can't reveal my sources to you or to Brett because we're playing each other. But I do know who the Lizard King is.
Well, okay, now, hold on. The content in this podcast is 100% original.
Not true.
Hey, Brett, you can't vouch for that. Hold on. No, this is a marital discussion.
Oh, far be it for me to get involved, then. You guys just do what you do.
Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of doing what we do, let's go ahead and get into a matchup review. Brett, you wanna get us kicked off in there?
Yeah, really quick. Speaking of the Lizard King, can I get a trade review on me and Stephen A's trade? Can I get a little thought?
Yeah, so Stephen A, great friend of the show. I think it was interesting. The Lizard King at any moment can drop a bagel for you, but I think you both did well. You had some excess. You had some excess running back ability there and that you shifted for wide receiver. So, I mean, there are questions about Kerryon. There are certainly questions about Philip Lindsay. But I think you
upgraded. No, man, he's really good. Didn't you see him last year?
Well, I mean, yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing. There's nothing different now except all the things that have changed, like the new offense.
Yeah, and Joe Flacco.
That's fair, and the defensive-minded head coach. But anyways.
Hold on. I'm not going to let you build that much credit on freaking Fangio. Like, just so you know, I've had the Broncos D for 2 weeks this year. That would be all season. They have, and I count, zero turnovers and zero sacks.
Fangio.
What did I say?
Fangio.
That's the same thing.
Fangio.
That's what I said.
It's not what you said. Anyways, so look, I think if I were Steven, I would be very, very excited to get Kerryon for the price that he paid. But at the same time, I really needed a wide receiver that could offer me some upside. So I know it's a little bit ugly, but it was kind of a need. So anyways, moving on. So getting into the matchup review, Ben, you and Grubbsy played this week. It was a really good game. It was actually really close. As I was kind of watching it go, I felt like it was close. And then slowly Grubbs just sort of started to pull away. He ended up beating you 100-89, which is, like I said, a relatively close game. Ben, we've got a new sponsor today. Do you want to go ahead and reveal them, or do you want to do that later? They sponsor Ted Ginn. They would also sponsor Alshon Jeffrey for you.
Yeah, we can do it later.
Okay, we'll save it.
Yeah,
we'll save that sponsor later. You know, anyway. So Cam Newton really struggled for Grubbs. Therefore, he went out and got Baker Mayfield. We will cover that on the waiver show, but spent up on Baker Mayfield. Obviously sees Cam as a problem. Godwin, freaking killer, man. He has been so good. Godwin has been just much better than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be good, too. Dalvin Cook did great. Eckler did great for you. Singletary did great for you. So your backs were good, and you just got let down by those receivers quite a bit.
Yeah, so this was after the big trade with me and Jay Ball, and I really feel good about acquiring Eckler. I really feel good about Singletary. But when you play in such a high-risk, high-reward at the wide receiver position, as I did, sometimes you end up with only risk. So hair disappointed, but, we'll get better. We'll move on.
Gotcha. So moving on to the next one, that would be – pull it up here. Josh and Shelby. Fortunately, we have Shelby here on the show. Shelby, you beat up on Josh pretty good. Now, Josh had a good week. Josh would have outscored a number of teams, and that's been the story of Josh's season so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams Josh would have outscored this week, but still lost to Shelby. So, Shelby, you want to talk about your team?
Yeah, I was very surprised that especially Julio got 2 touchdowns this week or last week. And so I was very thankful for that. And then I also had the league scoring or high score for the week. I was very thankful to have that one. And especially since you put out some good numbers.
You got Burita at the auction. So it's not like he was a pickup for you. I mean, that's a pretty good player you got there. I mean, he's going to be good every week.
Yeah. I mean, the only player that I've added since then was John Ross. So I think I've done nice. Pretty well.
Nice. We'll get to him later. We'll talk about him. Ben, you want to add anything to this matchup?
No, I just would love to get up here in this upper echelon in the 130s.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's feels a long way off for me, at least. next up, we've got Stephen A. and Jay Ball here in the show notes. Ben, you just have Stephen A. and Ball. Anyways, this was the pillow fight of the week. Ben, you deemed it the pillow fight of the week. So why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, certainly. I'd be glad to. So with one of the lowest combined point totals of the weekend, nothing really stood out. OJ Howard also going to be sponsored by friends of the show later this evening. really just a total letdown from J-Ball's team. No top performers. Aaron Rodgers with 14. Fournette, I know that Justin's a believer somehow, but just not really seeing it. But we'll see. Looks like the big performers here, Sony Michel, looked pretty good. And then the don't overlook the kickers here with a 9 and 7 point total.
How much did he spend on his kicker?
Greg the Leg, I believe it was $3.
Gotcha. All right, so our next matchup is Jonathan Gary and Stu Shoemake. Stu pulled it out to put Gary at 0-2, very much like me. Not a super high-scoring game here. Not exactly a pillow fight, but not a super high-scoring game here. Stu continues to get Pat Mahomes just rolling in there. Not a lot from the rest of his team, not even McCaffrey, but Pat Mahomes was rolling, Ridley was rolling, and Dak Prescott on his bench was rolling, and yet still, Stu, we have not made a deal for Dak Prescott. We need to change that.
Yeah, Stu squeaked out with one here, but if you remember from the beginning of the year, like we said that the team that could really show us all up and make a splash and win this thing was Stu Shoemake, and that was primarily because of Mahomes, so...
You said that. I did not say that. I consistently berated his team, and now it is having a lot of success. So I hope that feels good, Stu.
Oh.
Next, we've got Josie and Tyler Reed. So looking here, Josie's team continues to really put together good showings. I mean, they put out 109 points, but Tyler Reed was just too much to handle. Aaron Jones went nuts. Vance McDonald went nuts. AP had a great game. Matt Ryan went nuts. Cooks had a good game. I mean, everybody across the board. Tyler, if I'm not mistaken, was the second highest scoring team of the week. Yes, I'm correct. Second highest scoring team of the week.
Yeah, and eventually, you know, just looks great, but certainly Derrick Henry's going to hit a wall soon. I mean, aside from just a wall of blockers that he runs into the back of,
yes,
certainly going to hit a production wall as well.
Derrick Henry runs to me like he put his head into the wall and then just started moving his legs like he's running into the wall. That's what he looks like to me when he runs. I just hate him so much.
I'll never be a fan.
Nope. He could kill me, though. Could make me disappear from the face of the earth.
That's right. He squats like 200 pounds for sure.
Well, good for him.
All right. And I'll save you on this last one and talk about probably the matchup of the week. It's very, very much a close matchup, and it's going to be Stu Hinton and Brett McIntyre. So I think we know how this one ends. We know that it comes down to the wire. Tell me what's going through your mind whenever you're watching the game and you see yourself take the lead and then simultaneously lose the lead.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. As you know, Ben, I was not ready to talk about this when it first happened. I'm ready to talk about it now. It was a little frustrating. I mean, the whole game was a little bit frustrating. Lev Bell is clearly the best player on the field for either team, you know, he's just getting, you know, 6-7 yards, getting all kinds of touches, 6-7 yards, and just paper cutting Stu to death. And I'm just picturing the sweat rolling down Stu's face, and I'm savoring it. I'm enjoying every second of it because I just know that Lev Bell is gonna squeak it out for me. And sure enough, he does. And then the ball is on the ground. And so are my hopes and my dreams. And I haven't felt good since. Hope that comes back one day.
And it wasn't just that the ball was on the ground. It was a pure helicopter fumble. Like, on the sideline, Lev Bell does a helicopter spin, the ball falls out. So,
yeah.
It was pretty rough to watch.
Yeah, that's what happened. That is what happened.
Got to give a shout out to the New England defense against the hapless Dolphins.
We don't have to.
Well, 35 points is the most I've seen from a defense in quite some time. So
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Have to uh, have to at least acknowledge it. Also give a shout out to Ted Ginn for dropping a rock solid 0.00. So just so you know, had you started even Kiki QT, Brett, at 0.7 points, you would have won the matchup.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about Ted Ginn, we're going to talk about the waivers on the next show, and obviously there's a lot to talk about there. I spent about $35 to get Ted Ginn initially. It might have even been more, and then realized, you know what, I don't really want to start Ted Ginn. I dropped him, and then on Sunday morning I realized, you know what, man, I have to have Ted Ginn. If he catches a long bomb from Drew, it just is going to make the week for me. And so I spent again to get him back off of waivers. So all in all, I spent about 60 fab bucks to get Ted Ginn 0 points. I just hope that is known.
Yeah. And speaking of zeros, that brings us to our sponsor for today's podcast, Shipley's Donuts. Shipley's Donuts, where donuts are the same shape as Ted Ginn Jr., Alshon Jeffrey, Deshaun Jackson, O.J. Howard's week 2 point total.
Yep, that is correct. I hear J.P. Morgan might be sponsoring the next one.
Yeah, could be. So let's move into our last segment here. We got the Cajone start of the week. So I'm going to go a little bit left of center here, and I've actually got to go with Ronald Jones II from Stu Hinton. I hate to do it to you, Brett, but when you lost by 0.5 points and Ronald Jones scored 0.9, it's worthy of the Cajone start of the week. What do you say?
You said you were going left of center. You went left of a good answer. It was a terrible answer. It was not a good start. He scored 0.9 points. Anyways, John Ross is who I'm going with as the Cajone start of the week for our for Shelby, who is on the show right now. So Shelby, if this were in the group chat, you would right now be putting an impression on it.
Hard eyes on that.
John Ross scored 17.2 points, on 4 catches, 112 yards and a touchdown. I would have had to start him last week. So I would have done the same thing, but, I would have been very scared to start John Ross, but he did great.
Gotta love a garbage time.
Yep.
Touchdown.
Love it.
Yeah, I love garbage. My team is full of it. And all right, we're just gonna shorten the show for you a little bit today. But before we get out of here, after the game on Monday night, I called Brett and he didn't know, but I was recording our phone call. And I think we've got a little clip here for you guys as a way to end the show. So what I'll do is I'll let Shelby give some closing comments, let some Brett give some closing comments, and then we'll end the show with a phone call. So, babe, what do you got for the guys?
I just want to remind all of y'all that who run the world? Girls.
Ooh. All right, Brett, what do you got for us?
You know, I don't really have much. I think that my performance this past Sunday really said it all.
Yeah, and I'll end with I did some research today, and Josie's calculator is still working. Just hoping that it doesn't end up in my hands. So that's all we got for y'all today. We're going to turn it over to the phone call, and that'll be it. We'll see y'all later.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey.
So I just saw the end of the game. Wanted to just call and check on you.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
Oh, you gonna make it?
Yeah. Oh. Good. You good?
Oh yeah. You want to talk about
it? No.
Oh. All right, well, I guess I'll see you later.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later.